Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
This story really is going viral today. I had to double check because I was like, this is not real life.
What is this?
This college student from Pennsylvania says that Spirit Airlines, even though she called them and checked because she... All right. She has an emotional support hamster. And the story went on to talk about how small this hamster was. Like, bro, all hamsters are small, pretty much. This, like, a dwarf hamster is fine. So she called, apparently, to make sure that the hamster could board with her. And they apparently mistakenly told her it could. Mm-hmm. And when she got to the airport, they were like, oh, no, I'm sorry. We cannot have you board because they can board emotional support animals except for rodents, snakes. Yeah. And they have rules about it. And they're like, we're so sorry. And they say they then tried to delay her flight so she could have time to do something with this animal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she says that whoever she spoke to at the airport, the Spirit Airlines representative, said, why don't you just let it go or flush it or something? This girl flushed it.
Okay.
She said that she was an emotional wreck in the bathroom for 15 minutes trying to make the decision. And she thought the humane thing to do would be to flush it.
All right.
Well, now she wants to sue, of course. Okay. And Spirit Airlines is like, I guarantee that did not happen. And she's like, no, it did. So that's what's happening.
All right. So I have several things here. I want to be empathetic and I want to be like, I don't understand where you're coming from. Maybe something happened in your life and this is what gives you emotional stability.
Sure. It is.
Yes. But you can't expect everyone to sort of bend their will to you.
Sure.
So, like, if that's a problem you're dealing with, then you probably need to find another way to get to your destination if that's their policy.
Right.
If that's their policy.
Right.
Secondly.
Yes.
I can't see any way where a person standing behind a ticket counter would say, ma'am, you could just go ahead. Why don't you just go ahead and flush that? And we'll delay the plane by 5 minutes.
This is the only, because my mind tries to play out all these different scenarios. The only thing I could possibly imagine was that the person got exasperated or something and jokingly was like, why don't you just get rid of the thing? Just flush it or something. Like, in a joking manner.
Anytime I've dealt with people at the flight area, whatever, they're not joking. So they don't look like they're having a fun time.
The thing is, she says that someone told her that. So my only thing is that someone, like, either sarcastically or jokingly said it. But then why on earth would you do it?
Exactly.
You don't have to do things like that when people...
Unless homegirl actually took the hamster and threw it down the toilet, you could have taken your hamster and said, no thank you, and then did something else.
That's trending. The other thing I wanted to mention is that about 1:30 this afternoon, the Tampa Bay Rays are expected to make the announcement that they're going to relocate the team to Tampa.
Wow!
Rumor is that it'll be in Ybor City near the Channel District, and if all goes as planned, the first Rays game in Tampa would take place in 2022 or 2023. And I'm a little bit irritated at the Rays because last year in 2017, my prediction was for like the year when we did our January predictions was that we'd hear the announcement that the Rays were moving. And how dare you wait until February of 2018 to make this announcement just to make me wrong?
You were just warming them up, Holly. Clearly.
That's so that seems to be pretty agreed upon on the announcement that's happening today.
All right. We have Tampa Bay's movie critic, TM Powell. So we're all talking about 50 Shades Freed, or are we? We need to know, is this movie even worth our time going to go see?
I don't know. Because let's face it, this movie, franchise has now morphed into the 1990s Lifetime movie it always was meant to be, with ridiculous dialogue.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. But you know what? Hasn't always had ridiculous dialogue, just based on the fact that the books, I mean, yes, they're very spicy, but they're not really that well crafted.
Okay, I'll be honest, I have not read the book. I've just been subjected to the movie. But I have had people tell me, yes, that the book, they could use a little bit more, like, writing to it, and a little bit more prestige. But yeah, I think that people aren't really showing up for the dialogue. I think they're showing up for the spiciness, for the SPX, that kind of thing.
Yes.
The problem I've always had with this movie franchise is the two leads, Jamie Dornan and Dakota Johnson, they don't have a lot of chemistry together.
Yikes.
No, it sort of seems like if Holly and I tried to do a sex movie like that, it would just be very awkward.
That's so unfortunate, because of all movies, this should be the movie where the leads have chemistry.
And I will say, it is a little better this time around, but it's their third time out.
Yeah.
Wow. They've got to be better than that. But it really doesn't matter what a nerdy guy like me thinks, because all the women are going to probably get together this weekend, have a girls' night out, and go see 50 Shades Free, and they'll probably enjoy it. I mean, you got to have low expectations for a movie like this, but there is an audience for it. And I've always said, if this guy wasn't good looking or rich, we would totally just call him a creep.
You know what? That's a very valid point.
Yeah, that's interesting. And it's interesting. Did you feel uncomfortable watching it?
I don't know if I felt uncomfortable watching it. I mean, the awkward dialogue makes me giggle. I mean, at times it's the funniest movie I've seen this. It's not supposed to be, but it is. But for fans of this franchise, of course they're going to love it. It goes out on a high note, and it has a happy ending to it. I mean, like I said, it's a Lifetime movie on the big screen, and there's a lot of people who like Lifetime movies.
If you want to see some freaky deaky stuff on the big screen at your local Cinemaplex movie theater, you can go see 50 Shades 3. Tampa Bay's movie critic, TM Powell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we continue going commercial free. We've got Blown Off happening at 7:45. It's Bruno Mars and Cardi B, Finesse.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.